We are recording. Let me give you recording rights. Go ahead, Jody Jackson.
Hi, Tori. What have you seen from Merrill since coming off the IL in the last couple starts?
Yeah, improvement in just about every area, right? I know that anybody that's sitting around for 10 days and probably fighting off a virus like that is gonna have to work hard to get back and get back to that level that he was thrown at before he was sick. But I think he's shown us that in spurts, and it's shown up a little more consistently. I know it's only been a couple of outings, but he's been doing everything he could possibly do to keep us in a ball game, to use that pitch mix that he has been using all year long, and hand it off to the bullpen with the lead. And he's a very dependable starter for us. And despite the rugged 10 days of the illness combined with the 10 days of the return to pitch program that he was on, I think he's done an unbelievable job.
If I could follow up, this will be his sixth time against the start against the Giants this year, and there's been a couple hitters that have some good numbers. So how important is it going to be for him to adjust against those guys?
Yeah, it's a good question. It is a game of adjustments. And, I think Merrill landing pitches and following the pitching plan that he comes up with is going to be the most important thing. And look, the Giants have some very good players. They have some very good hitters. And if you make mistakes to them, they're going to make you pay for it. So in this particular case, I think if Merrill's on his game and doing his job and following the game plan and landing those pitches, he's going to be in a good spot.
Jack?
Henry Ramos batting second tonight again. I noticed that he has about 3.5 pitches per plate appearance. He's been pretty aggressive up there. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering what you're seeing from his approach at the plate, and if there's any concern maybe he's trying to prove too much since he waited so long for his opportunity and maybe being a little over aggressive.
Yeah, I think it's just a natural progression for a young hitter to understand how important it is to see pitches and get back into that grinding at bat mentality that got you here. Young players want to come up here and they want to slug their way into the lineup the next day. But we've been talking to Henry about just being patient, waiting for the pitch that you want to drive and execute. He's a very, very good hitter. He understands balls and strikes, and certain teams are game planning and pitching him very well. So those are things that he's still learning and adjusting to day by day.
Nick?
Hey, Tori, what has Jake McCarthy shown you so far during his time up?
Yeah, just a nose for the baseball defensively, a very, very capable understanding at bat, and he's versatile. He can hit the ball out of any part of the ballpark. He has got a ton of bat speed, and he's continuing to learn every single day. Yesterday's at bat was a very impressive one, left on left. I think the splits are pretty close to being even with Watson, but he stays on the pitch and drives it over the left field wall on a cold night. That was an impressive swing. So he's got a lot of ability. He's got a lot of tools that he's still learning about, and watching him go out there and play the game full speed is something I really enjoy.
Is it safe to say he's played center field better than anybody you guys have had so far this season?
Yeah, I think he'd be right up there. Good jumps, good reads, closes in on the ball. Like I said, he's got a nose for the baseball.
What do you feel like that does to your outfield defense to have a guy like that out there?
Well, I know what the metrics and the data is showing. So I know that it's improved our overall outfield play, especially in that one particular position.
Steve?
Tori, this is one of my final chances to ask you this, but do you have starters for your final series of the year?
I'm going to sneeze. We don't have them yet. We'll get you that as soon as possible. You had to do it. I love it.
I don't want to bother you during the off season, every other week calling in to say who's going to be the opening day starter for next year.
That's pretty good. I like that. You're going to be hanging out with bunnies. I know that. That's what you do.
Evan.
Hey, Torrey. Last night, four of the six runs were scored on either a wild pitch or a bases loaded walk. How do you address something like that, knowing those are two events that you don't really see all that often?
Yeah. There was a couple things about last night's game that bothered me. Those obviously were a couple. You know, us not picking up the baseball and playing clean defense, that bothered me. I go directly to the coaches and start asking questions about, you know, what are we doing? You know, what's happening? And we need to tighten that up. And, you know, they hear the message and they go to deliver it to the player and make sure that we improve upon it. We talk about it. So, you know, probably had conversations through the course of the day already with their direct coach about the importance of landing pitches, the importance of picking up the baseball, blocking the baseball, throwing the baseball accurately.
Sorry, I got one more on McCarthy. I think he's struck out maybe like 20 times in 50 at bats, I think is what I saw. How much do you put on, like, you know, still trying to learn the swing that he's been trying to figure out over the past year? How much do you just put to, you know, a guy at his first taste in the majors? Like, what do you see out of that?
I think it's a combination of a couple things. New book, new rules. You know, it's the major leagues, and things that you learn in the minor leagues will still apply. Excuse me, but teams are smart. They game plan. They see what works, what doesn't work. They know the hot zones. They know the cold zones. So I think he needs to continue to make some adjustments. I think, you know, at times he gets a little backside heavy. He needs to start to get through the baseball and get a little length out front, which will create a little bit more contact, more consistent contact. But he's done well enough. I know he's gonna get some information on what went right this year, what didn't go right this year, and then he's gonna continue to improve and keep moving forward.
Back to you, Jack.
With so many new young pitchers and position players making their debuts this year and I guess auditioning for the team, has it been extra challenging to conduct your evaluations where you're not getting to see, you have so many guys to get in the lineup that you're not able to see a guy every day for a month? You know, it's kind of every other day, and because you got so many guys there in and out. So how has that created a challenge for you guys in evaluating the players?
Yeah. Every day, no matter what your job is, it's a challenge, and you gotta take it personal that you want to go out there and accept that challenge and be as good as you can possibly be. And that's what we've, as coaches and teachers, that's what we've done every single day. So we've accepted that challenge and embraced it. And we know that it is a little bit hard because they're not getting consistent at bats. You know, for example, Henry Ramos is playing, you know, 3 days a week, and you'd like to let him play 7 days a week to make that evaluation process a little bit more, clean. But we're good evaluators. You know, we're the people around us that are paid to evaluate are evaluating. And, you know, even though it might not be the premium look that we're looking for, it still is enough of a look, and we're able to make those evaluations. We got a lot of young players that need to play, and unfortunately I can only pencil in seven of them or eight of them at a time, but they're all getting a chance. And I know that they're very grateful for that chance, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to get a chance to watch them and see what they can do.
Conversely, do you feel like the defensive evaluations maybe a little bit easier to hone in on at this point, as opposed to the hitting evaluations where there are so many adjustments going on, you know, that it's a little harder to evaluate in small plate appearances, numbers and so forth?
Very much so. You know, defense is like running, right? You're either a fast runner or you're not. You can improve upon it with form and reps. I think defense is the same way. So we can tell if somebody's got good hands, good arm strength, good footwork. And we're able to watch and practice and simulate some, you know, quick responses that are needed to pick up a baseball in that practice. and we're able to evaluate, and we're going to continue to evaluate in games as well.
Tori, speaking of evaluations, how do you evaluate Evan's sunglasses there?
They're sick. They're sick. Like I said, the sun never sets on a badass.
Back to you, Nick.
Tori, what have your end of year meetings been like? How long have they generally been taking for each guy? You know, what kind of things are you going over? Just kind of run us through that if you don't mind.
Yeah, I can share a little bit of that information. This year, maybe done a little bit differently. We're asking the players to talk and share some feelings, and they're speaking up freely. And, you know, I think that's something I pride myself on, is giving them a safe space to express themselves. And in return, we're able to, you know, I think evaluate, push forward, and set up some goals and some guidelines for a healthy and a healthy offseason that's going to help us get better in 2022. So they've been probably lasting 15, 20 minutes each. And the players have been doing most of the talking, which I've really enjoyed.
Have there been any themes that keep coming up with the guys?
Frustration, probably. A lot have been frustrated by the type of year that we've had collectively.
Any other questions for Tori? If not, we'll see you guys after the game. Farron and Bert, you guys stay on, please. Everyone else, we'll see you guys after the game, please.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, you guys.
Best of luck to you. Bert's in the mood today, Tori. Just